So, heute bei mir zu Gast im Podcast ist Raffaela Hensen und ich finde einige Sachen bei ihr total interessant und das eine ist halt, dass sie schon 67 Jahre alt ist und erst vor kurzem angefangen hat mit der Arbeit mit psychedelischen Pflanzen, also mit Trüffeln und ich habe sie eben genau dabei kennengelernt. Sie war, als ich vor 3 Wochen meine erste Trüffelzeremonie hatte oder Trüffeltrip, war sie ein Tripsitter bei Trip Therapy. Und genau darüber wollen wir sprechen, wie sie dazu gekommen ist, was sich bei ihr so verändert hat und ja, weitere Sachen noch. Heute das Interview wird das erste Interview sein in Englisch, weil Raffaela eben Holländerin ist und sich im Englischen sicherer fühlt. Genau. Let's start the interview. Hello, Raffaela. Nice to have you as a guest in my podcast.
Hi, Linda. Nice to meet you.
You're 67 years old, and I point this out because I don't know any people at your age who change their life dramatically like you did or experience new things. But we come to that later. Could you tell me first some milestones in your life, in your past life, either good or bad, something that was that changed your life or was really important to you?
Yeah, that's okay. So I was born in Schiedam. And that's very special because there we did the trip therapy and there is the psychedelic lounge. So loft. So that's very special. I had a normal youth. I went to school. I went to next school. And then I studied eurythmics. And that's an anthroposophical study. So I did that. That was 4 years. And then I worked in schools with children. I teach children the eurythmics. And after 7 years, I thought, oh, that's enough now. I don't want it anymore. So I did another study. That was creative therapy. Again, 4 years. And then I wanted to go to work, but there was no work. Just 4 hours or just a little bit. And then I thought, oh, I will start a children daycare. I could do that with that license. So I started the children daycare and I had that for 27 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And at first I worked with the children myself, but then it grew and it grew and it grew. And at last I had about 100 people who worked for me, 800 children.
Wow.
7 locations.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So you were really successful with that.
Yeah, really, really. And now I'm 67 years old. And a few months ago, I decided to sell the children daycare.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And there was a process of 4 months. Actually, I sold it the 1st of September.
Oh, what? That's only a month ago.
Yeah, only a month ago. Yeah. So now it's sold. It's not mine anymore. And I have time to do other things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my life now.
Is selling your company in relationship to taking the truffles? Or is that, or did you make the decision to sell it before?
No, it's not really in relation. The relation with the truffles is I am meditating for many years. And it's good. It makes me feel good. But I always had the feeling there was a ceiling. And I couldn't go through that ceiling. And it stayed as it was. And then I read in the newspapers about trip therapy.
Oh, in the Netherlands, in your local news? in your local newspaper in Schiedam, or was it like, what was it?
No, no, it was a big paper. Okay. Yeah, it was not just from Schiedam, because I don't live in Schiedam. I was born there. So it was the Volkskrant, I think. And there was an article about Marcel.
Ah, okay. Yeah. We have to explain. Marcel is the owner of Trip Therapy, yeah, where we met.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I read that and I thought, oh, maybe I shall try that. I always want to try new things. So I'm a bit naive. And I just went there. I made an appointment and I went there. And that was in June.
And was it just because you wanted to improve your meditation? Or were there other things in your life where you were like unhappy or stressed out? Or
yeah, it was to improve the meditation. But I also had something very strange. Every morning when I woke up, I felt depressed. In the morning when I woke up. And then I needed a few hours to be myself again. And then it was good for the rest of the day. And the next morning it started again. Very strange.
And did you try to change this? I don't know, some people, they go to the doctors and get medication against depression or something.
No, I've never done that. I don't believe in those things.
Yeah. And for how long did you suffer from these short?
I think 3 years.
Oh, so long.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. It was really a problem.
Yeah.
Every morning again. It was like a fight during the morning.
Yeah.
And then during the morning, I felt better again. And the next morning, it started again. And one day it was better. Another day it was worse. But I had it also always.
Yeah. And in this newspaper, what was written in the article about Marcel that like made you click and think, okay, I have to do this? Was there a special sentence or a special topic? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it was about depression also.
Okay.
It also about very special experiences. So it made me very curious. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you made this appointment and you went there.
Yeah.
Were you like anxious before or just happy and curious?
What was I was curious but anxious also, because it was so strange. It was just 5 minute walk from the house where I was born, and I lived the first 15 years of my life in Schiedam. I went to school there, I lived there. So I went there and I was anxious too, because I didn't know anything of it. And I was alone there with a man I didn't know.
Oh, it was just one-to-one. Not like because we had the ceremony with six other women and and Marcel, but you were just with Marcel that you didn't know. Oh, okay.
Sometimes he has groups, but most of the time he has just one person. So I had this appointment. I went there and I was alone with him. And I thought, oh, I'm old. It's no problem. I'm old.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I immediately I felt good with him. Yeah.
Yeah. So how did your, because I know what this experience with Marcel is like, but our listeners don't. So could you tell me what you talked about, how he introduced you to the truffles and, you know, that people get to know this process a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah. One thing very important, I told him about this morning depression, and he knows a lot about supplements and medicines because he is a chemical scientist. And I told him that every night before sleep, I took melatonin. And then he told me that if you take too much melatonin, you need an enzyme to break it down. And that enzyme also breaks down serotonin. So he told me to take something else, L-tryptophan, and quit the melatonin. Because of that enzyme, what also breaks down the serotonin. And that was so important for me that he told me that. From that day on, I never used melatonin.
And it disappeared. Your sadness disappeared.
After, I don't know, because of the trip or because of the changing, but I never had it again. So he told me that, and then he told me a little bit about the trip, but not very much, because I told him, I just want to start. Give me the tea, I want to start. So he gave it to me. I think I was there half an hour, not very long.
It's a tea, right? Because we had a tea. You also get a tea? Got a tea?
Yeah. I also got the tea. And he told me, I made two portions for you. We will start with the first portion. And then after an hour, I will ask you whether you want more. And if you don't want why I'm asking you, you don't need it. So that was that. Then he gave me the tea of the truffles. And I drank it very fast. I thought, okay, I will do this. And then it was ready. So after 10 minutes or so, I thought, oh, I will lay down.
Yeah.
And then it was difficult. Very difficult.
So what happened?
I lost my consciousness.
Oh, really? Or did you just think?
Yeah. And I found myself back, sitting, crying. Oh, it was terrible. The beginning was so difficult. And I lost myself. I didn't feel like living in the Netherlands, like being Rafaela. I lost myself completely. And he was there, sitting next to me. And everything was waving, and I saw so many lightning points, colored lightning points. And, oh, I was really afraid. And I said to him, oh, I shouldn't have done this. It's so terrible. What have I done?
So did you open your eyes and you actually talked to him?
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes I opened them, sometimes I closed them. And I had to sit because I was so afraid to lay down. So I was sitting there crying. And he said to me, that's just the beginning. It will be better. Okay. So I was sitting there. And then he asked me, do you remember why we are doing that? So I told him again why we were doing that. And I felt like being squeezed, totally squeezed, like going through a needle. It was terrible. And I lost myself. And then he asked me, are you religious? We have a religion. And I remembered, oh, yes, I wanted to go into this together with Jeshua, Raphael, and Master Kutumi. And the moment I remembered that...
Because I don't know these. Are they... what are they? Persons?
No.
Tell me more about it.
Yeah. Jeshua is Jesus. And Raphael is an archangel. And Master Kutumi is an ascended master.
Okay.
And I had chosen these three beings to be with me.
During the trip?
During the trip.
Oh, yes. And you decided that before the trip, that you want them for protection or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
for protection. I decided that before.
Yeah.
Because in those days, I lived very much with those three beings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the moment I said their names, the problem was gone.
Oh.
It was very special. And then I could lay down. And Marcel went away. He was there somewhere. And then I had the most special experience of my life. Except for the birth of my two children, it was the most special experience I've ever had. It was, there was music, and all those points disappeared, and I saw colored windows of a church, but not just one window, but the same window a million times. Like no ending. It started
again with your eyes closed or open?
Yeah. Then all the rest of the time I had my eyes closed.
Okay.
Yeah. And I saw the music.
Oh.
And I didn't know that would happen. So I saw the music. I saw those windows colored with the most beautiful colors. And the music was so beautiful. And then it changed. It was like making a journey. And I went up and up and up. And I knew there were side roads. But I had the feeling I've done this a million times before.
Mm-hmm.
And I have gone into all those side roads before, but now I will not do that. I must not go into those side roads. Just so I went up and up and up, and yeah, it's difficult to describe, but at last I was with God. Totally one. Totally in the universe, totally just love, just one. It was everything I had hoped for and more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then a bit later, I was on a lake in a boat, and it was like being in paradise. It was so beautiful. And then I knew I have to go back. And I didn't want to go back. I didn't want to leave there. I have to tell you, I had a near-death experience about 20 years ago.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I'm allergic to something, and I didn't know that by that time. So after a few hours of a lot of pain, I fell down, I lost my consciousness, and I had a near-death experience. And after all that pain, I was also in paradise. It was peace, love. And then my husband was there, and he let me sit, and I had to vomit, and I was angry with him because I said, I wanted to stay there. Why have you done this? And this trip was like that, but so much longer. So I realized I have to go back. And I was crying because I didn't want to go back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm speaking about the trip now again. Huh?
Yeah.
And then I got the power. I felt so strong. I got the power to go back, and they gave me strength to go back. So I knew I have to go back.
Yeah.
And that was it. A little things more, but not. I wanted to experience about my parents. And that was the last part of it. My father was there, and I took him under my arm, and I said, "Everything is okay. It's okay. Everything is forgiven. It's okay. You can be here. It's okay." Mm. And my mother was a very severe woman. She was born in Germany during the war. Mm. And her mother was German, her father was Dutch. She went to Schiedam when she was 15 years old. But she was so struggling for life always, and very severe. And I saw her as a very happy woman.
Ah.
Yeah. Laughing and happy. And so that was also okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There
happens so much.
Yeah.
It's almost not possible to describe how it was.
Mm.
So I got everything I wanted and more.
Mm. And what happened when you came back and you became sober within, I don't know, the next 1, 2, 3 hours? How did you feel afterwards?
Yeah, very happy. Just to tell, I just took the first portion of it.
Ah, okay, so no second.
Yeah. When it was so difficult, I said to Marcel, "Not more of this, not more of this." So he didn't ask me.
Yeah.
I found out that for me, that's already so much.
Yeah.
So more than enough. I felt very happy afterwards. And then after 2 hours or so, I went home by train. And I was walking on the street. And there was a garden with yellow roses. And they were so beautiful. So beautiful. Everything was so beautiful.
Hmm.
Yeah. It took me until the evening of the next day to be sober, really.
Okay. So what happened? Or maybe, let's say, when did you notice some changes in your life, like inside and outside? How long did that take?
Yeah, it was partly immediately, but then after 2-3 days, I had the feeling falling back.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, that was it. I'm going back now. I remembered everything, but I felt again like I felt before.
Yeah.
Then it took a month or 6 weeks to come again. It went very slowly up and up and up and up to come again to that point where I was after the trip therapy.
Ah, interesting. So long.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you take, or did you have more trips afterwards, or just the one and that was it and you felt complete, or were there more following?
Yeah, actually I felt complete, but I was so, so happy about it that I said to Marcel, "Shall I help you? I'm retired now. I'm selling my children daycare, so I have time. And I really would like to work as a therapist because that's my study, creative therapy."
Yeah.
And I asked him, "Shall I help you? Shall I come with you if you have groups, and maybe in future I can do it alone? Because Yes, a lot of people want to come. And he said, yeah, maybe we can try. So I went there several times with groups to help him. And then I said, I want to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm there for other people, I want to experience again.
Yeah.
And I did so in September. So I had my second trip in September.
And how was that? Do you want to talk about that trip?
Yeah. Not too long, but it was, again, very, very special. And by that time, I was reading a book from Alberto Villoldo. And he went to the Laikas in the Amazon. Mm-hmm. And there he used ayahuasca and they mm-hmm. teach him. He's an anthropologist. And in that book, he describes simultaneous time.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
So I thought, how can that be simultaneous time? I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
So I went into this trip with the question, I want to experience simultaneous time.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
So I went into the trip and we agreed to have shamanistic music.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
So were you alone again or in a group?
With my husband.
Oh, wow.
It was at home.
Oh, and with your husband.
Came to us. We were at home because my husband was never doing things like this and he doesn't want to do it again. But he said, if you are doing this, I want to experience it one time.
Yeah.
So we were there together. It was very special.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And he just saw colors.
Okay.
He didn't take much. He just wanted to experience. And for him, there was not much. What for me is very much, for him is just a little bit. So he saw colors.
Mm-hmm.
It was good for him. And I went into that trip to experience simultaneous time. And I really experienced that.
Ah.
It was, and they said to me, you asked this us for a million times, but we will tell you again. So I really experienced that everything is there together. There is no past, there is no future. Everything is there.
Hmm.
It's very difficult to describe.
Yeah.
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 By that time, I experienced it, and now I can't say it in words. I remember the experience, but it's very difficult to feel that simultaneous time.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I think I've never experienced it with ayahuasca. But I think if you need to experience it to understand it.
Yeah. And then I also experienced that there is no space, that everything is the universe and everything is there and it's endless. So I got that too, that everything is spaceless and it's nothing and everything at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did you have any moments where you struggled in that second trip?
No.
Or was it just like, peace, wonderful?
Yeah. In both trips. Oh, yeah. I had to struggle in the beginning again. In the beginning. Yeah, in the beginning. Yeah. But then I knew that it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I was crying again. But I stayed laid down.
Mm-hmm.
That was very good that I did that. And I said to Marcel, oh, this is so terrible. I hate this. I hate this, really. But it was just very short. maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And after my trip, we talked, we had a talk, yeah. And you told me that you experienced once like that you had to die. Was it in one of those trips or?
Yeah, yeah, but that is both trips, but the beginning.
Okay.
In the beginning, I lose my ego and it feels like dying.
Mm.
It feels really like dying. It feels like being squeezed and going with my whole body through something very narrow. So like really like being squeezed, my ego is squeezed out.
Mm.
And that's a terrible feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very physical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It was different from your experience.
Yeah, yeah. Because yeah.
Very different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone has his own experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that was in September, like a month ago. And yeah. Did you have any changes since then? Or like, because you said you your meditation changed and your yeah. relationships to people are better now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's going on. That's just going on.
Yeah.
In the meditation now, if I want, I close my eyes. I can see everything I want to see. And what also changed, that's very special. In the first trip, I went to God. Mm. I went up and up and up to God. But in the second trip, God was with me. Oh. And I didn't have to go up. It was just where I am. And I was God, and it was just here. And since then, it, also in my meditations, it's just here. I don't have to go to somewhere else.
Mm, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If I want, I go into the earth with my consciousness, and I can see everything I want to see.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. 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 I never used anything, no weeds, nothing, nothing, nothing. And I'm so glad that I found this, because I think this is so natural, and this is something Earth, Mother Earth gave to us. And yeah, it's a gift. The truffles mm-hmm. are a gift, really.
Yeah. So is that the reason for you? Because you're saying you found your life purpose now with the truffles.
Yeah.
How does it feel to you, like knowing that this is your work you want to do?
Yeah, I'm so glad that I found this. I had my life purpose with the children daycare.
Mm, okay.
That was good. But then I sold it and I had a feeling I just have to wait for dying.
Oh, okay.
I'm retired now and people say to me, just enjoy, be happy. But I couldn't. I had that feeling of sitting and waiting for my death.
Mm, yeah.
Because I'm happy and I enjoy life, but there is something in me so deep that I want to be there for other people too. So there was really a hole in my life. It was empty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And now I found a purpose again. Because now I can work as a therapist. I'm so glad with that. So something of the beginning of my life is coming back now. And after my study, I couldn't do it because I needed money.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't work 4 hours a week. I needed money.
Yeah.
But now I'm retired. I have money because I'm retired. And I can do this. Just once a week. No problem at all.
Mm. Mm.
So
yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I'm so happy with it.
Yeah. So what would you, or what advice would you give to people who feel like they want to try it, but maybe are as scared as you were before? And think, oh, that's creepy. Those are drugs and I don't want to do it. And, you know.
Yeah. I would say never do it alone.
Mm.
Yeah. If I would have done it alone, it would have been a terrible experience.
Yeah.
So that's first. And second, prepare. Prepare. Marcel is also assisting you with the preparing. So at first, you have to know whether you can do it. If you are taking some medicines, that's the part of Marcel. But medicines for depression, or I don't know, you can't do it then.
Mm.
So first you have to know, can I do it? And is my brain in good health?
Yeah.
Do I need supplements? So that's the first. And then you need to know, why am I doing this?
Mm.
What's my purpose? What I am heading for? And you really have to do that. Don't go into a trip if you don't feel well.
Mm.
So you prepare, and then you go, you have a trip sitter. That's very important because it can be challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then afterwards, you also need something to mail with or speak with about how is it going further. Because it's really a therapy. And it's not a creative thing. I will do this for fun.
Mm.
Don't do it for fun.
Mm.
It changes your life.
Yeah. Very important.
Yeah. And I'm very happy with the truffles, because I hear from people who took ayahuasca. Mm. But Marcel said that's more challenging for your body.
Yeah.
And it's not necessary. So, yeah.
Yeah. But
I think in Germany, it's not allowed to do it. It's not legal.
No, nothing is legal. Those kind of things.
That's a pity.
Yeah.
So if you want a trip sitter, you have to find something in Germany who knows how to do, but you do it illegal.
Mm.
Or you have to go to the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And there are, I've heard there are more people who are doing it, but I don't know them. I only know Marcel, and I feel very confident with him, because he knows so much about that. He studied it. He knows everything about the brain, about medicine, about supplements, and I feel very confident with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did I.
Yeah. And you can go there alone, or you go in a group. If you don't like to be alone with him, you can go in a group, and it's cheaper also.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're nearly at the end, but I have a little game for you, which I do with most of my guests.
Okay.
So I'm giving you a couple of words, and with every word, they're just random words, normal words.
Yeah.
You just say whatever comes into your mind. Can be just one word or a sentence or maybe a whole story. Just
okay.
In your mind. So the first one. Yeah. So the first word is light.
Light. Okay. That's one of the most important things in my life. Light. Yeah. undifferentiated light, normal light. I couldn't live without light.
Second is psychedelics.
Sorry?
Psychedelics?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, okay. I only know truffles, and they are a very, very important gift to me.
Next one is dogs.
Dogs?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. I have a dog, a small dog, a King Charles Cavalier.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, yeah. And she is my best friend. She's all my love.
Cute. Nature.
Nature. Oh, I always want to be in nature. I want to go outside. I hate cities. So nature is so important. I'm so happy that we live in nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sky. The sky.
Sky. Okay. Yeah. When I think of sky, it's blue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Death.
Guest?
Death.
Sorry?
Death. Dying.
Death. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. What a word. I was very afraid of death when I was younger. Then I had this near-death experience. And I realized that death is very beautiful, and it's love, and you're one with the universe. So after that, I was not so afraid anymore, but still a little bit. But after the first trip therapy already, I'm not afraid of death anymore. Not at all.
Okay. The next word is teacher.
Teacher. Okay. I'm a teacher, and I love teaching. Yeah, I've done it all my life. It's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the next word is a bit weird, but it came to me when I wrote down this word. It's suddenly.
Suddenly.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Anything?
Yeah. Sometimes things happen suddenly. And I am able to switch very rapidly. So, yeah, I like things who come suddenly.
Okay. Colors.
Sorry?
Colors. Red, blue, color. The color.
Oh, colors. Okay, okay. Yeah, if you are on a trip, the colors are so bright, so beautiful. And, yeah, I work a lot with colors. I like the colors of my clothes.
Yeah, you. When I was there, your sweater was like very colorful. It was every kind of color.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like colors.
Yeah, nice. Okay, chocolate.
Chocolate. Oh, you know all the things I like. I have to eat chocolate every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Rainbow.
Rainbow. Okay. Yeah, that's so beautiful because the colors of the rainbow are light and colors together. And when my first child was born, I made the cards to send to the people and I draw them myself, and it was a rainbow with a child on it coming down.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Cute. Okay. And the last word, or it's not a word. It's I had the thought of, do you know this movie, The Never Ending Story?
Yes.
So that's the last word, The Never Ending Story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I like that movie. And I like so much flying on that dog. or if it's not a dog, it's a dragon.
Yeah.
Oh, flying on that dragon like that's marvelous. Okay. Yeah. Do you ever dream that you fly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not recently, but like for all of my life, I had like these dreams where I flew up and down, like this.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like that so much. I never dream that I fly.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, it's beautiful. I loved it, but I don't do it anymore. But I did a lot of times, yeah.
Okay. So if I will have a third trip, maybe in December, I want to fly in the trip.
Ah, cool, yeah.
Yeah, like in the never ending story.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are ready now, done now.
Okay.
Of course, I will put the link to Trip Therapy in the description. If anyone is interested in booking a trip with Marcel or get to know more information, and when the time's for you to offer this trip, Marcel will also put it in the website so people can find you there. So the link for Trip Therapy is in the description. So thank you, Rafaela. It was a pleasure. Very interesting for me.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.